Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy. We were talking about the new Jungle Book movie on Friday, and it turned out to be huge. $103.5 million it took over the weekend.
What's weird to me about that movie, and I didn't think about it until director Jon Favreau was on Jimmy Fallon, and he's talking about how the kid who plays Mowgli is the only real person in the movie. Everybody else is, CGI'd in there. They're all animals. So in order to get him to kind of not be bored and not be alone on the set and to have him interact with somebody, they hired puppeteers who sat behind the green screen. So every time he's talking to an animal, he's actually talking to a puppeteer because it really changes. It's compared to talking alone in a room to talking to somebody else.
And it's a bit, in some ways, even though, like, you know, you take phone calls and you see people, it's like sitting in a radio studio. If you're sitting there and you're doing a radio show on your own, like you're talking to yourself, really. It's same kind of thing. But it took $240 million globally, and I think this is going to be the start of this, because there's another Disney movie called Peach Dragon, and I see that's going to be the next one. Like, how long is it going to be before they start rolling out a whole bunch of these Disney movies like that? Because I think just as time changes, like, you know, so say someone like my daughter's age, Maisie, like she really wants to go and see this movie, and I think just because it's more movie than a cartoon, I think that's the way that they're going to go.
Also, talking about movies, Chris Brown's releasing a documentary regarding his 2009 assault case against Rihanna and how it ruined his career. He basically talks in the film about how he was vilified and everybody thought he was a monster, but how you're not going to hold him down. And you think he's had a very successful career.
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically the Ray Rice of the music industry.
But he's and in 2009, I mean, you know, he still managed to kind of weather that storm, and he's still around. He's still making music. He's got that Say Something song out right now, which is pretty good. So he's not disappeared and he's done. Like, he's still out there, but you still keep things about him.
Is your daughter a fan of Chris Brown?
She likes some of his songs. She likes that new one.
Does it bother you that he punched Rihanna?
It does, because no man should ever lay a hand on a woman. But, you know, do I go out and personally purchase any of his music? No. But if I hear a song and he's on it and I quite like it, because he was on a David Guetta song a while back.
Okay, you say, do you go out and purchase music ever?
No.
That's not a valid argument then.
But if I did, I wouldn't, you know, but, you know, you can't take it away from him. He's got some talent.
Yeah.
And because wasn't it just a few months ago that he tried to get into Australia to do a tour, and because of that whole Rihanna thing, they refused his work permit and wouldn't let him go there.
Like, as up in arms as everybody was about Ray Rice, you can't let him back in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, does anybody care that Chris Brown is still actively selling tours? And
I don't think so. Yeah. You know, and again, for people like my daughter's, Maisie, this happened in 2009. Like, she, unless she's read that somewhere, and she's the age she is now at 12, she has probably no idea.
It's the same reason that a lot of people don't know that Kim Kardashian, how she got famous.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Pat, it's Jordan Sark from Hart. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you? You guys come out to there now?
No, Jordan, you're live on the air. What do you want, man?
Geez, Amy.
Come on! All right,
I don't know now. You got to throw me on the spot. I'll call you later.
All right, bye, Jordan. Put you on the spot. You call the radio show.
You know what you're doing.
God.
Welcome to Monday.
I don't go to your job and look at you. Make you uncomfortable. 9,000 other people.